it through the middle of the court. The spinning forehand misses the court in the end from the Australian.
Patience. And the ability just to keep moving. Dimonor keep posing little questions and they all added up. And eventually he couldn't quite keep up. And Zverev moves to within 2 points of taking a one-set lead. See the sweat, unless it's a pattern of the shirt, but I think it's a big sweat patch on the back of Dimonor's blue outfit.
Could be lavender.
Her outfit.
49 minutes. Zverev with the white on the back of his shirt and then the yellow block at the front and the black shorts and the white socks and the yellow and black shoes. Dimonor is on the baseline. Looking to put a little bit of pressure on this serve now. Can he force a break back point? He's inside the baseline. He takes it with a... Well, I think that tells you the outcome of that.
Yeah. It's interesting because Courtney was saying at the start of this match that for years Dimonor took up a really aggressive return position and he just would not go backwards. No, I'm going to do this. And now he's changed things up and he's going right back here. But on that particular occasion, he was looking to attack that serve, but it just came onto him too quickly. And the roar from Zverev revealed what he thought about it, the significance of that.
What will he do if he gets his next point, Zverev? Set point. Serve down the tee. Dimonor's a long way back. The backhand cross court. There's another let's go. Zverev is two sets away from being back in the Roland Garros semi-finals. 6-4 he takes. We'll be back with this match shortly, but let's hear from the first-time Grand Slam semi-finalist, the Italian Jasmine Paolini, who came through against Elena Rybakina in three sets earlier today.
Yeah, today was the perfect day, I think. Singles and doubles, and the singles was a really tough match. I'm happy I managed to come back in the third set because, it was tough after the second set. But, yeah, I'm really happy with my performance. And I'm also happy for the doubles, of course.
How is it as someone who's been on the tour for a little while and you've seen female players get bigger and bigger? is it challenging? Is it intimidating for someone who is, with all due respect, not as big as your opponent today and some of the newer players? Or is it some kind of like secret weapon that you have?
Secret weapon? No. I mean, I wish I was taller because I could serve better. But I think, I accept that I have to do with my own body. I mean, I'm short. Okay, we try to don't make it a problem, we try to do something different to improve other aspects like serve. But I mean, I wish I was taller, but it's okay, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not, so we have to do with what I have, yeah.
Your progress has been fairly steady, although you've done very well this year with Australia, with Dubai, now here. Was there a point where you either did something or something happened to you where you thought, right, I am now getting up to the top?
I think I started to play better with more consistency last year, in the middle of July. And, I think match by match, I felt more convinced that I can play at the higher level, but it was a process. It's not like I switched something. It was a process. And, yeah, now, as I said many times, I step on court and I say to myself that I have a chance to win the match, and before it was like sometimes... For example, when I was playing against the top players, I was like, oh, okay, I need a miracle to win this match. So I was already, losing the match before playing.
Jasmine, congrats. Yeah, a few things regarding the semifinal. You will face Mira. You played like a month ago. Which impressions you have and which things you need to improve? And other thing, she decided not to play doubles after her win today in quarters. Did you think over like something like this, or you were thinking only about playing?
No. I decided to play doubles here, and for me it's as important as singles, because if you enter in a competition, in my opinion, you have to finish. But, you know, that's my decision. I understand the others. I don't want to criticize anyone, but for myself, it was important to step on court and to try to win also the quarterfinals in doubles. And with Mira, it's going to be a tough match. I played against her in Madrid, and she's really great player. I think she's so young, but she's so good mentally, and she can defend very well. She can serve well. So it's going to be a tough match, but we are in the semifinals, so there's no chance to get easy matches.
I would like to know, how do you deal with the new statue you have right now? Like in the past months, you have won a lot of matches. Right now you are in semi-final of a Grand Slam. There is more journalists, more attention around you. How do you deal with all of that?
I think it's a privilege, because if I'm here with many journalists, it means that I did something good, you know? And yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's a nice thing. It's not a bad thing. Yeah.
Night Sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Jasmine Paolini had never been past the second round of the Grand Slam until this year, the fourth round of Australia. Now here she'll make her top 10 debut next week. It's her first top 10 win at a Grand Slam, her first top 5 win. First time in her career she's had 5 consecutive wins on clay. Incredible, she won the 1000 event in Dubai. She's still going strong in the double. She won the 1000 event with Sara Errani in Rome in the doubles. It's quite incredible, and she played so well. Really looking forward to that semi-finals. Well, the second of the semi-finals followed on from Świątek and Goff. Alex de Moura's held his serve in the first game of the second set, 4 minutes shy of an hour on court, the final night session of Roland Garros 2024. At radio_RG, French Open Radio, FFT.fr. We would love to hear from you. We have Jonathan in Switzerland suggesting if the bread isn't mouldy, we should actually still be eating it.
Exactly.
Well, you haven't.
Well, I've left it out there for people. I agree with Jonathan.
Serve down the tee. Well, it's going to be at the team dinner tomorrow. On the angle, it goes from de Moura, who goes very deep with his forehand. Now plays double-handed backhand inside the baseline. Backhand cross-court. Cross-court they go, trading these backhands. And the slice down the line off the backhand from de Moura, who then plays his forehand into the net. Now, I would love to hear from people listening in Australia. What time is it? Whereabouts in Australia are you? Please do let us know.
I always get confused. There are lots of different. I mean, Melbourne's 11 hours ahead of the UK, I believe.
Yes.
But of course, we're an hour ahead of the UK here, so I'm confused already.
Yeah, don't come to me for help. That's backhand's in play from de Moura. It's pushed Zverev backhand to hook his forehand. Then he flattens out his forehand. The forehand low over the net and short from de Moura. De Moura plays a backhand through the middle court, very, very deep. The slice off the backhand draws Zverev in. He goes backhand down the line. The lofted ball misses the court altogether, and it's 30 love.
Yeah, and although Alex de Moura is incredibly positive, and you know, you mentioned how everybody loves having him on the team, it just sense after that point, okay, got to rethink here. Got to find something that's going to work on a more consistent basis, because Zverev is just starting to assume a little bit of a stranglehold on proceedings.
German has finished bouncing the ball. Started his year by winning the United Cup with Germany as he swats away a thing.
Mosquito. I've had terrible problems with those.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's the first we've heard of this. Serve out wide, spins down the line, swept across court the backhand from Zverev. Zverev with his backhand places up the line. The forehand spins too deep from de Moura. Mm.
Well, you know, obviously we're in the same hotel next door room, so you've got those windows that open quite wide, and I made the mistake the other night of opening the windows.
all night?
Well, late in the evening when we got back. And then as I was getting into bed, I heard something buzzing about the place. Couldn't find it. And I was ruthlessly attacked during the night by it.
Key points. So, Dan, that sounds very dramatic. That's a love hold for one all.
You should see some of the marks.
No.
And Lady Eleanor, I did. You see, the reason I've kept quiet, I did mention it to Eleanor, and she wasn't interested.
Thank you for your washing powder that you gave me last night.
Pleasure.
It did look slightly. It was an odd exchange.
Yeah, I know.
As you
handing you white powder in a hotel corridor late at night.
From a plastic bag into a little pot, and I was saying, give me some more. I think Lady Eleanor would like some as well.
Yeah.
Serve out wide, and it's long from Zverev.
I'm not sure I'll give her any. I mean, she showed no sympathy for the fact that I've got five or six horrible bites.
Why are they horrible?
Well, you know, they itch, and then you start... The trouble is you can't help but scratch them, and then they get worse. And a couple are quite inaccessible.
Back into the line from Diminal. Please, as Zverev passes him, do not email in or message in with where you think his inaccessible bites are. It's the last I want to hear about it or think about it.
But don't open your window is what I would say, especially
but
at twilight.
I do, every night. But then I don't sleep with the windows open. Nothing comes in. Well, they know they're having a feast next door.
Well, the other thing is, do you know what type of blood you are?
Yes.
What?
I'm not really going to announce it, but yes, I do. Why?
Because a very kind correspondent who was showing a lot more sympathy than Eleanor wrote in with some suggestions.
Serve out why. What's your blood type? Forehand cross court to the service line. Down the line goes very backhand cross court. Ooh, just nudges the line from Diminor. Then he cuts that ball, cuts under it, scooped under it into the net from Zverev.
Well, I'm not sure, but the very kind correspondent said that mosquitoes like the... Oh, Zverev getting a little vocal.
With his box. Dad has got a great poker face. Nothing coming out of Dad there.
Mosquitoes like the O type, so I'm guessing I must be O type blood.
Julien Beneteau. I don't think Antoine was with him. Although he did say he couldn't work this evening, so he might pop up there.
I saw Antoine. He had a really, really smart branded top on today.
Oh, did he? Why are you saying branded? Why are you being Lacoste? That's all it was because his brother's sponsored by them as
oh,
well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Had the crocodile. Very nice. I sort of said, that's really nice, Antoine. Hoping he said, oh, yes, I can get you one.
I knew you'd try that.
He didn't. Still looking at me in a slightly quizzical way after the sandwich incident.
And all he said about tomorrow night in our team dinner, as Diminor lets the ball drift long, is that he has a private matter to attend to.
He's consulting his legal team, having spent 3 days in A&E having his stomach pumped.
So blood type O is what Mozzie's like?
Apparently, yeah. But thank you for all the suggestions, antihistamine, salt, all sorts of things.
Well, it cream or tablets?
Well, you can have tablets. I think I had about five or six different suggestions.
Well, if yours are inaccessible, I would go tablets.
They're not that inaccessible.
2-1. Alex Diminor to start of the second set with Zverev having taken the first set by 6-4. Aaron, 2 minutes on the clock. Alex Krejci is doing a little Instagram live video out there. It's going to be a great old time.
Have we discovered who the young lady is who's with him every single day and night?
My family member. Stop staring at him. It's weird. Stop it.
Well, I'm trying to get a high five from him now.
No,
I did miss out. I felt a bit sort of on the outside.
They're doing... I think they're having a FaceTime with someone, aren't they? They're definitely having a conversation with someone on the phone.
Man is broadcasting across the whole of Europe.
But remember last year when he came in and he was in here for about 5 minutes that I reminded him that he was on air. He said, I've got a very understanding producer.
Very understanding public as well.
But he's doing TV commentary, so it's allowed to breathe. He's just switched his button back on. He's back on air. Stop staring at him. It's a bit...
Really? I really want at least a smile
it's
now.
It's a bit creepy. 1-2. Zverev inside the baseline places that forehand down the line, then plays the half volley, sits up, and it was behind him and all. He somehow got to it. The ball will not find the court.
I think that's Alex's friend we can hear outside.
Oh, she's probably continuing the phone call.
Yes. I think I could translate. There's a very strange man trying to attract Dad's attention.
Keep staring at my dad.
Security. Security, Dad. He's dangerous.
She's speaking quite a high voice now.
He's offering me days-old bread.
Exactly what she's saying. Zverev. 1-2-1-2-50. Look, we might have to shut the door. Forehand clips top of the net from Zverev, and it will drift wide.
Would you like to partake of my 12-day-old loaf of bread? Now, what's that film?
What do you mean, who's that?
Okay, I'll give you the proper line. Would you like to partake of my pecan pie? Name the film.
Would I like to partake in your pecan pie?
Yes.
Well, the answer is no.
First person to get the answer right definitely wins the loaf of bread.
Down the line with the forehand. I'm definitely not going to guess it then. Backhand cross court. So I've thought about coming forward, but he scampers back behind the baseline. The backhand down the line from Dimonor. And cross court and short from Zverev off the forehand. Another forehand lofted ball that sits up, brought down. Backhand angle from Dimonor. Scooped up backhand from Zverev. Inside in winner from Alex Dimonor for 15-30.
If Jonathan's right, we're not going to get a lot of correspondence from Melbourne because it's 5:30 in the morning. Apparently Melbourne's only 8 hours ahead of here in Switzerland and 9 hours ahead of the UK. The reason this changes so much is due to summertime in the northern hemisphere and the lack thereof in the southern, and the reverse in their summer and our winter.
A long way back. Alex Dimonor on his toes, then the wide stance, swaying the top half of his body from side to side. Zverev unfurls himself into that serve down the tee, hits double handed back, and he's on the baseline. Zverev crunching these backhands, and Dimonor now steps inside the baseline, hits the backhand through the middle of the court. They're playing through the middle at the moment, and still they play through the middle. Backhand cross court now from Zverev. Zverev with this one scoops it cross court and deep to the forehand cross court from Dimonor. He brings up a short ball. The Australian goes cross court with the high backhand, then he goes inside out, forehand miss, and it's 30-all.
Terrific response to the pecan pie question. Well done, Bill. Well done, Heather. Well done, Elizabeth. They've all got it right. None of them seem to want the bread as a prize for some reason.
Are you not giving the answer?
Not yet.
Dirty all. Well, the bread's coming to our team dinner. In the bread basket. It might stand out among the baguettes. This sort of plastic, square-shaped, white thing.
We'll dim the lights.
Dirty all. 1-2. Zverev serves down the tee, the backhand, the off backhand through the middle of the court. Double hander from Dimonor going through the middle again, and through the middle goes Zverev. The forehand into the corner of the forehand cross court from Zverev. Drop shot from Dimonor sits up. Zverev gets to it, slices it deep. Excellent execution. Picking up the drop shot, the fist bump up to his box. He brings up game point from being 15-40 down.
Darkness starting to descend over Philippe Chatrier. I love this part of the evening. I mean, we've still got some blue sky and a little bit of sunshine, but you can sense the atmosphere as evening turns to night.
Game point for 2-2 in the second set. Zverev is distracted, so he starts again, but the shot clock had stopped, it won't be restarted, so he can just settle himself once more as Dimonor continues to bounce and bounce and bounce. A long way back, almost in line with the line judges, the first serve misses. So Dimonor will step forward, just behind the baseline. On his toes again, then he'll jump into that wide stance, lean forward, swaying the top half of his body. As Zverev serves down the tee, snap back to his feet. The German hits a very deep backhand. Now he swivels and hits the forehand. The Australian's forehand that goes cross-court and wide. That's the point in the game. I'd like to say hello to Louise Fleming, who's listening. Louise says, it's 5:30 in the morning. I've just got in today from commentating in LA for Tennis Channel.
Yeah.
I have a good dose of jet lag, so I'm up and awake for the tennis, hoping Alex D can keep him out there all night. might be his only chance. And she's enjoying the commentary.
Oh, I'm delighted. And I think Louise normally turns up and works Wimbledon qualifying, so perhaps she could get back and confirm whether she'll be there. It's only a few weeks away now to...
And Louise, if you are, and Marcus offers you anything, as we've told Antoine Beneteau, just say no. They're the few words you need.
That used to be a slogan many years ago to stop youngsters in England from taking drugs. Just say no.
Well, Antoine said yes. Look where he is now. Forehand from Zverev, placed down the line. The backhand cross court from Dumanor. Dumanor with a double-handed backhand. Deep, but not deep enough. And they continue. Then the slice from both going cross court. Inside in. Just the edge of the line. Floated over from Zverev. Picked up from Dumanor. Reached by Zverev. Hook cross court. And inside the court from Alex Dumanor. I'm not sure Louise is listening anymore because she's not typing. Or maybe she doesn't want to tell you she's coming to qualify.
Do you think we should get paranoid? Because do you remember last week when you discovered some listeners who were actually inside the stadium?
Nori was sitting to our left there.
And then you got a response from her, and 2 minutes later, she'd stopped listening.
Yeah, she'd stopped listening. Oh, Louise is typing.
Could be a good sign.
Could be a good sign. She's listening. Serve down the tee. The inside-out forehand from Dumanor. Scooped up backhand cross court. Very deep from the German. Short ball. He attacks with the off backhand. Dumanor still staring down at the line. But he did play on. He'll look at the mark. He'll stare at the mark. He'll scowl at the mark. And run his foot through the mark.
And I'll put everybody out of their misery. Congratulations. A flood of correct answers. I've checked all the times very closely. And Heather, you... Well, you say no thanks for the bread. I'm saving it for you, Heather Rodbell.
The backhand's in play, the forehand and the approach from Dumanor. The backhand volley, the scooped-up lob from Zverev, the overhead from Dumanor, the forehand from Zverev. That one was miss-hit, sits up, netted. Louise says Alex needs to try and find ways to come in.
Yes. She's not answering the question about whether she's going to Wimbledon qualifying.
Remember, if Marcus asks you anything, just say no.
But she's absolutely right. And of course, early in the match, we had those two or three brilliant examples of just how adept he was when he got to the net. But it's one thing to say it, another to do it against the barrage, the increasing barrage that's coming from the other side of the court.
Louise says, yes, I am. She's in for qualifying at Wimbledon. Backhand through the middle of the court. The inside-out forehand from Dumanor. It's 15:30 on his serve. He's got to be careful here now. The off backhand, he's still staying at the back of the court. He stretches the backhand. The depth of the shots from Zverev is not allowing the Australian to come forward. Backhand cross-court. Dumanor's getting further and further back. And Sasha Zverev is up on the baseline. Oh, but it's an error from the German. He had the Australian just where he wanted him.
Yeah, he had him on a string, pulling him from side to side without having to do anything himself. And, he just erred somewhat surprisingly. Does Louise know it's a British tradition on the first day of qualifying that you eat a strawberry sandwich?
Louise, remember what I just told you? How do you respond to Marcus? Just say no.
Just say no, mate.
She doesn't sound like that. Does she?
She's Australian.
No, but that... I mean, just say no, mate. Doesn't... What is that?
I mean, give or take.
Your impersonations. As a double fault from Dumanor and a break point for Zverev. She says will do. I don't know if that's to eating the strawberry sandwich.
Probably she'll say just say no.
Ah, oh, yes.
Mate.
And she says good day, mate. Break point Zverev for 3-2 in the second. Serve out wide, misses. She loves strawberries. But Louise, not the ones we had in the box here. They had legs. Forehand from Zverev. Inside out. Forehand. It's break point for the German. He goes inside out again. The backhand down the line from Dumanor. He's peppering the Dumanor backhand. And now he goes to the Australian's forehand. It goes cross court deep into the forehand wing. Zverev puts a mid-court ball. A miss hit from Dumanor. He didn't move his feet. He didn't read the ball. He's gesturing to his box. And that is the point and the break. And a 3-2 lead for Sasha Zverev, who's taken the first set by 6-4. Now he's a break 3-2 in the second.
Yeah, and we've spoken about just how confident a guy he is. But even Dumanor there just turned around, had a word with his box. I think he might have got a slightly awkward bounce, but you're right, he didn't move his feet. He got himself into a really difficult situation. Daniel Dumasoir just had a brief word with Sasha Zverev and is now talking to somebody about something.
Would you believe another racket's come out for Zverev? And it goes to what he was saying after his last match, that he just found the ball so heavy he could not hit a winner. So all he was trying to do, change the tension, change his rackets, try and find an answer. Now this is the second racket that has been brought to him, so he's still trying to find that answer.
He's nearly as demanding as you, oh great Empress.
Hang on, are you the man that just said, Stefan, could you put the air conditioning on? Stefan, could you shut the door? Oh, Stefan, could you turn the light on? Oh, Stefan, could you...
Well, I don't
was
think
that,
it's...
Was that you?
With all due respect, yes. Asking for the light to be put on as it gets dark...
What happened to your legs?
And asking for the door to be open...
What happened to your legs?
I'm strapped into all sorts of broadcasting contraptions.
What? I'm sorry, you've got a headset on.
And my mosquito bites are playing up.
You are strapped there in an accessible area, so they should be fine.
And just going back, I haven't given the answer. Heather Rodbell got it right, and I am saving the bread for you. Would you like to partake of my pecan pie? Was memorably...
What's that?
That was the quiz question.
No, but what's the accent?
That was how Billy Crystal spoke to Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally. And a little later, I'd like you to impersonate the famous scene involving Meg Ryan. We'll wait till midnight.
And you'll then wait longer. 3-2. Zverev misses the serve out wide.
I won't say again that we're in adjoining hotel rooms.
They're not adjoining, they're just next to each other.
Yes, big difference.
Nothing, there is nothing joining them.
Yeah. Liv, if you're listening, honestly.
I have not been plagued by mozzies. The slice that's deep from Dimonor. Slice again from Dimonor. Crosscourt brings in the German. He goes crosscourt and wide.
Mosquito bites or love bites? Calm down. Yeah.
They're in inaccessible places. So I'm going for mosquito bites. They can get places other people can't get. Love 15, 3-2. If you'd like to get in touch with us.
I don't think they do anymore.
At radio _RG. Serve out wide. Serve and volley from Zverev. Pats the volley away and he's fast in and all. And so Zverev had to stay alert.
Yeah. I mean, that was classic. I'd never, ever... There are certain things on a tennis court that certain people bring and you... more, please, more, the single-handed backhand, whatever it may be. The way this guy moves is fantastic, but the way that Zverev just stood there, we've compared him to Mr. Tickle, and again, just saw where the attempted pass was going and dealt with it in such a casual and yet effective manner.
You have compared him to Mr. Tickle.
Yes.
15 or we haven't had a lot of Mr. Men or Mrs. in, have we? Sort of a frying pan smash there from Zverev at the net, just very flat against the ball to get the job done.
I'm wondering how internationally popular the Mr. Men series
that's
was.
That's true. John says, Marcus's impersonations are genius. His Australian sounded like someone on EastEnders in a bad mood, which is an English soap.
I'm better with my Arnie Schwarzenegger. Is he here tonight? Is Arnie here?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, that! Oh, just got a flat no.
See?
I'll be back.
Arnie!
Crosscourt clips the top of the net from Sasha Zverev and goes wide. People wondering, that was Marcus impersonating Arnold. Can you just play it one more time?
That's when Arnie came up.
I'll be back.
He hasn't been back since, but he's coming back. That was the day before Clint Eastwood paid us a visit.
Stefan's trying to work.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Falk called off the serve.
Is Andy Murray still here?
No.
Well, obviously, I didn't want to lose the first set.
He stopped it there because then it got really bad. 30 all, 3-2. Zverev serves out wide. The forehand cross-court, mid-court from Dimonor. Cross-court back from Zverev. Zverev, does he go down the line? No, he'll still cross-court and peppering the forehand of Dimonor. Now he switches it down the line. He goes backhand cross-court from Dimonor. Drop that a bit short. The slice from Dimonor, who's on the baseline. They're both on the baseline. Dimonor thought about coming forward, but he stays back and he brings the German forward, who goes wide.
Interesting. And a response from Dimonor. Hand up to his head, saying, yeah, come on, can work this out. Chance to unwork the Zverev serve here at 30-40. We wondered who was going to have the bulk of the vociferous support. Well, at the moment, anyway, it's definitely going to be Dimonor because the crowd want a long match.
Hour 19 they've had so far. 3-2, 30-40. Missed serve out wide. Rev flips up the bottom of his shirt, as he always does at the front. Starts the bouncing. Dimonor is on his toes, then it'll jump into position and sways the top half of his body as he leans forward. Zverev's not happy with the ball toss.
Well, it's the second serve. It's a break point. Scene set for Dimonor.
A lot more bouncing taking place as well.
Exhibit A, my lad.
Was on the wall. Third double fault. And it coughs up a point, a game, and a break. So we're level at three games all. And Zverev looking disgusted at his racket, as he largely does. They're both going to change them.
Well, it's really interesting, actually. The serve, you're in control of it, of course you are, but it can play havoc with your mind. There's a British junior, very, very talented 15-year-old called Hannah Klugman, who has produced some fantastic results. And for whatever reason, certainly this week, and maybe it's been festering for a while, she is having all sorts of issues with her ball toss. And it plagued her when she lost a tight match, 7-5 in the third in the girls yesterday. And, I mean, sometimes it lasts a lifetime, as we see a glimpse again of that Zverev fragility that's been so costly at times over the years.
Dimonor serves centre of the box. The off backhand's in play for Zverev, who scampers and slides. Dimonor comes in and he volleys away for the winner. Henrik has emailed, will there be live radio coverage of the team dinner tomorrow night? Henrik's in Denmark.
Probably not a good idea. Because once 40 Bowers has had a couple, anything can happen.
And we've got Sophie in the mix tomorrow. We will recount the stories on Friday morning. The ball sits up for a spinny forehand from Zverev. Zverev is so far back at the moment. On the baseline is Dimonor. Zverev gets himself up to the baseline. They slice each other cross court off the backhand. Double hander, centre of the court from Zverev. Very deep from Dimonor off the forehand. Then he goes backhand down the line. Forehand back up the line. Backhand down the line from the Australian, who now can open his forehand and go cross court on the angle. Zverev's out of court. He goes down the line but misses.
Wow. So rhythmical to watch, and the anger's growing, the frustration's intensifying. Couldn't quite make out what he was saying, but the intent of the message was clear enough.
Alex said, we had French Mr. Men books here. My son loved Mr. Happy. That's a good one to like. Forehand cross court, forehand to forehand they go. Cross court 30, love Dimonor. Oh dear. Everything wrong there.
I'm assuming that Miss Bossy was your favourite one.
I was just thinking which one. I quite like, is it Mr. Bump? Mr. Clumsy?
Mr. Clumsy. I remember Mr. Clumsy.
I thought there was a Mr. Bump.
What did Mr. Bump do? Just bump into things. That's what Mr. Clumsy did.
30-15. Be Mr. Forgetful. Dimonor. First serve into the net. Everybody just wants to hear the Irish farmer again. Serve in the centre of the box. The off backhand's in play.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 12 local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Inside out goes Dimonori. Charges score, but he does need to follow up with a volley. Zverev is remonstrating his box again.
Jonathan's intrigued and delighted to hear there is still ball-by-ball commentary from Chris of Henkel's success here back in the 1930s, and assumes there's also coverage of Fred Perry's last Wimbledon with Bowes's commentary. Yep. And an interview on court between the two of them afterwards as well.
Game points to go ahead on serve in this set, Dimonor. And there he goes. At the end of this set, just to let you know, we'll be hearing from Mira Andreeva, 17-year-old, who beats Aryna Sabalenka. We should say Aryna Sabalenka not well, had treatment on court and then couldn't carry out her post-match press conference because she was with the medical team, but they're going to distribute quotes from her.
And I will just repeat a couple of the stats surrounding that victory for Mira Andreeva again today. Remember, she's only 17 years of age, just her second appearance at Roland Garros, her first Grand Slam quarterfinal. Her best run anywhere prior to this fortnight was a quarterfinal success story at Madrid. She has become the youngest player to defeat a top two opponent at a slam since Jelena Dokic when she was 16 against Martina Hingis at Wimbledon in 1999. The youngest to do it at Roland Garros since 1990 when Monica Seles beat Steffi Graf in the final, and the youngest to do it in a semi-final at a slam since Martina Hingis when she was 16 in 1997. It's extraordinary. And okay, Aryna Sabalenka was clearly not at her best today, but the development of Mira Andreeva under the guidance recently, of course, of Conchita Martinez is such an exciting thing for the WTA. Look at Coco Gauff, she's only 20, and she can improve in leaps and bounds as well. And Andreeva's only just getting going, and she's in the semi-final of a slam.
Oh. Hello. 3-4. Stefan switched me off.
Oh, your listeners would not have liked that.
Now, I didn't say my listeners.
You definitely did.
I didn't say my listeners.
If you weren't with us last night, no, Gigi suddenly announced, my listeners.
I didn't. It's our listeners. I didn't say my listeners. 3-4-15, love. And if I did, I apologise. Backhand through the middle of the court and the slice through the middle from Dimonor. Just sort of hooked up, no pace on that ball. It comes back with pace. Dimonor comes to the net, but Zverev nets. Dimonor goes way, way back. Zverev has this way of just sort of casually looking around, up and down, stands, sky, court, opponent, gets himself set. 5 seconds on the shot clock to get the ball away, which he does so out wide. It spins back, sits up, flattened out, forehand cross court from Zverev. Zverev with this forehand goes down the line to the off backhand from Dimonor, who goes backhand cross court now, and a deep ball off the backhand wing from Zverev. Hits another backhand, this one centre of the court. The drop shot from Dimonor is dumped in the net.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the right idea again. Zverev was a long way back. Not easy to execute. And how often do we say with a drop shot, when it works, it's absolutely fantastic. When it doesn't, you think, oh, that's the wrong option. That's the cop-out. But he's got to keep doing different things. And I'm intrigued again by his different return point positions. He's gone right back for this one with Zverev at 3-4, 30-15.
Being watched by Fabrice Santoro in the crowd, who might be doing the on-court interview, or it might be Alex Krejcik. We are on Krejcik watch. Overhead from Zverev. No, he still hasn't said hello to Marcus. And Dimonor sits up for this forehand, and it goes cross-court to the forehand of Zverev. Goes into the service line. The drop shot from Dimonor. It was good, but Zverev gets to it, and it's bunted back by Dimonor, and Zverev runs back, and he hits the forehand, slaps it into the net, and the Australian takes the point.
Yeah. And well done. If at first you don't succeed, so he made a bit of a mess with the previous drop shot. He did it again, and although Zverev was quick to get forward, he applied the touch over the head. Zverev racing back, slightly awkwardly, and the turn never looked entirely convincing there into the mid part of the net. And the crowd really starting to wake up with Zverev at 3-4 and 30 all.
Serve down the tee. The backhand from Dimonor. He nearly fell. He scoops that ball up. The overhead from Zverev is clean and clinical.
Yeah, that was good. My heart's always in my mouth when I see a player going for one of those. I think primarily because I've watched Andy Murray so much over the years, and by his own admission, ask his brother Jamie about it as well. He has never, ever mastered the overhead. And Novak's always a bit uncomfortable with it. And Zverev, in the previous point, was unconvincing in that regard, but that was as smooth as silk and just as well to get him to 40-30.
A point for four all. Gets on the first serve. Steps up towards the baseline, Dimonor.
Yeah.
25-year-old. We're going to put some pressure on this second serve, and why not? Into the body, he digs out the backhand, but it's short, and it's flicked cross-court from Zverev with a forehand. He goes up the line with his forehand. The German with his double-hander backhand scoops it, drops it mid-court. The slice up the line from Dimonor. Double-hander from Dimonor, cross-court to the double-hander, scooped up again from Zverev. The slice cross-court off the backhand from Dimonor. The line is found, the squash shot from Dimonor. The forehand, big flat forehand from Zverev. Just inside, it's bunted back by Zverev, who scoops up the forehand and goes down the line. Into the center, what the fence this is from Dimonor. He goes drop shot, he gets it all wrong. It's into the net, and that is the point and the game and four all second set.
Oh, well, what a point. You called it. The defending was unbelievable. Buzzing here, there and everywhere. Finding great depth as well with those defensive returns, and then he decides to go for the drop shot again and doesn't get it right.
Grat and Kath, the Aussies from Western Australia, who are listening to us in Albania. Come on, Dimonor. P.S., sorry to say, we think Marcus's Andy Murray sounds like Sean Connery.
I'll take that.
But they're saying it doesn't sound like the person you were impersonating.
Well, at least Connery's Scottish as well.
That's true. Arnie is not Scottish, is not Irish, is he? You're Irish farmer. Off forehand from Dimonor is a beauty. Running round the backhand, take it on the forehand, slightly at an angle.
I can't see who's sent this email in, but they want you to explain exactly what an off forehand is.
As Dimonor serves and smashes on top of the net, the off, the inside out forehand is when they're running around the backhand side to keep it on the forehand. The off is when it's slightly off the angle. The inside out is when they run completely around the backhand side and playing it as a forehand cross court. The inside in is when they're playing it down the line instead. Backhand down the line from Dimonor. Forehand from the Australian. Spin on that ball and it spins up the line from Zverev. Tries to scoop up with a one-handed backhand. Remonstrates with his box. Doesn't get it. And it's 30 love.
Well, it's a terrific injection of pace from Dimonor in the middle of that point that bamboozled Sasha Zverev. Yeah, the mention of off, I don't know where you're from and I can't see your name, I apologise, but if you know your cricket at all, you've got your offside, your mid-offs, your long-offs, that sort of thing, which might give you an idea of how that shot looks.
That's if you know your cricket and you like it. The off forehand, he's run around the backhand side, slightly on an angle on the forehand side, and he smashes away the short high ball, and Alex Dimonor moves to 40 love.
He's great to watch on a court, Dimonor. Businesslike, economical of movement until the point starts, and then this whirling dervish.
Jill has emailed saying we are trying to be over-friendly and affectionate with Zverev by calling him Sasha instead of Alex, but that is what he likes to be known as. It's not an affectionate name, it's just the name he generally goes by. Backhand slice floated over, in he comes, the backhand cross-court and very, very deep, the volley cross-court from Zverev, the pick-up from Dimonor just misses. So well, I think that's it. It's not we're not using an affectionate nickname for someone that we know. It's just that when he's called to press, so when people speak to him, they call him Sasha Zverev. That is, it's just what he's known as.
Yeah, it is absolutely right. By the way, the pickup there, you know, he's about the only player who got to that. He couldn't guide the ball inside the line, but phenomenal once again. Actually, on that subject, the one I find a little awkward is those people who call Carlos Alcaraz Carlitos. I mean, personally, I don't feel I know him well enough to say that, should I be talking to him.
No, I agree. I mean, ace from Dimonor for 5-4 second set. The strange thing with Carlos Alcaraz is he wants to be called, ideally he wants to be called Charlie. Charlie is his favourite version of all these names. I think Carlos is his least favourite. And then he wants to be called Carlitos, but I, like you, find it that a little bit over-friendly. So when I've spoken to him, I call him Carlos. But when I speak to Sasha Zverev, I call him Sasha, because all I've ever really known him as.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We are just going with what is the norm as far as Zverev is concerned. Of course, he's got an older brother as well. Actually, Gigi and I once had dinner.
Oh, this was so embarrassing.
This was
awful. It's like taking your dad out for dinner and being really embarrassed.
We went for a lovely pizza outdoors with Daniela Handzyukova and Misha Zverev, who was absolutely charming, and unbeknownst to me, and it, only when I'd done it four times did Gigi finally tell me.
Embarrassing.
I called Misha Sasha
four times. The first time I tried, I think it was the third time, I tried to subtly get your attention. And you said, what? What are you trying to say? So at this point, I had to say, you keep calling him Sasha. It was like going out with an embarrassing parent for dinner.
I did feel terrible.
We laughed a lot when we left dinner, but it was, because you just kept doing it. And then I remember when you did it the first time, Danny and I sort of looked at us, looked at you. And then you did it again. Then you did it again.
Stop.
4-5, okay. Serving to stay in the set. Misha now on the coaching team with his brother. Their serve is smashed into the net and the ball girl scoops up the ball and scuttles to the back of the court after an hour and a half of play. Casper Ruud, who had a walkover through to the semi-finals after the withdrawal of Novak Djokovic, awaits the winner in Friday's semi-final. Through the middle of the court. Oh, it's very deep from Zverev. Somehow it found a bit of the line. He goes cross-court on the angle. He's taking advantage of this. He comes forward, he volleys. It's scooped up by, oh, Dimonor. It's popped over by Zverev in the open court. Again, it was the speed of Dimonor that won him that point.
Yeah. Actually, Zverev showed a turn of speed there as well, but that was put into the shade when Dimonor came to life. Big off forehand from Zverev. It was dug out very well. Then the forehand cross court, that was reached. The little dink from Zverev. Of course, you knew that Dimonor was going to get there, and he blasted the ball into the open court. Brilliant.
Apparently, there's a Mr. Bump and a Mr. Clumsy. Mm. There you go.
Related, perhaps.
Mr. Bump, though, that's right. That's a Mr. Bump. Serve down the tee. It's a high ball back and long. Amanda says, thank you everyone at Radio RG for the last 2 weeks. I'm a teacher and I give Mr. Man books to my students each year as gifts. I wonder what age group you're teaching. And match them to their personalities. It's lots of fun. Thanks for all the joy, laughs and tennis. Amanda from Queensland, Australia.
You could upset some of the kids. Exactly. You're Mr. Grumpy.
Yeah, you're Mr. Clumsy.
Mr. Thick.
I don't think there's a Mr. serve down the tee. The overhead from Zverev snapped back from Dimonor. Backhand cross court. Zverev's at the net. Is he going to put this away? Yes, he is. 30-15. Serving to level us up at 5-all.
Yeah, this is huge. Really important stage of the match because Dimonor is buzzing. He's asking all sorts of questions. We've got Zverev at the other end, you know, static, relatively stoic, apart from those few little outbursts towards his box. But he knows the importance of holding on here. At the very least, getting to a tie break where he might fancy his chances with the bigger serve.
4-5, 30-15. Serve out wide, the backhand down the line, the forehand flip cross court, but Dimonor slides to it and gets to it. He's already read the backhand, but he nets. Matthew says, I hope you're going to buy Stefan a large drink tomorrow. That fella is an unsung hero.
Oh, yeah. More than that, he drinks like a fish. Like a poisson. We'll be buying him loads of those.
Poissons?
If he wants as well, yeah.
Whatever he wants. Game points for 5-all. Ah! just check because there was a touch of a delay on that call. To close out the game and to lock us in at 5 games all second set, Zverev having taken the first set by 6-4. Served down the tee, a lofted ball long. It's 5-5 as Michael has messaged us saying, very new tennis fan, completing my first time of following all 4 slams. Love the coverage and especially the banter. Listening from an island in Massachusetts while I try to get to the end of the workday. Let's go, Dimonor. Lizzie says, will Sabalenka receive a fine for not doing press? No, because she's not well and receiving medical attention. And she will release quotes for the press.
And Jodie's worried that Mira Andreeva may have injured herself because she didn't play doubles.
No, I think she was protecting herself for the singles.
Yeah,
precaution. Backhand, cross court, the backhand. She's due to partner Vera Zvonareva, who's out watching her match. Jasmine Paolini did go out and play the doubles alongside Sara Errani, and Coco Gauff is partnering Katerina Siniakova because both of their partners are not on tour at the moment. 15 love. Forehand hooked back off the serve, and it's long, just pushed long from Dumanoy, well, looking to come in off the back.
I actually did want to ask you about that because obviously Siniakova and Krejcikova have been so successful for so long.
They have agreed they'll play Olympics together.
But why it not? Was, why it, not the rest
was,
of the time?
Well, it was Siniakova that ended the partnership. I think there'd been a few issues and a few bits and pieces, and you know, they've done everything together and been everywhere together. Krejcikova seemed quite surprised, but she's now with Laura Sigerman. But Katerina Siniakova teamed up with Storm Hunter, who's got a horrible injury, so she's back in Australia recovering. And Jessica Pegula's off tour at the moment, so Coco Gauff has teamed up with Katerina Siniakova. But I do believe that Krejcikova, because she kept being asked about it, she said, I don't know, it's not my decision, I don't know. She recently said that they are expected to team up in Paris Olympics.
That's good information, and that would make sense because, well, I mean, of course, you eventually maybe decide you've had enough of playing with each other, but what a team.
Centre of the box goes to serve. The backhand on the reach from Zverev. Zverev settles for his backhand. Oh, it hits top of net. Oh, it turns into a drop shot. The backhand cross court. Zverev pops the ball up. Oh, it's over the head of Dimonor. He stretches the backhand, goes through the court. How on earth did he get that? Backhand in the centre of the court from Dimonor, and we were still going. Backhand slices from Dimonor. The backhand cross court. The crowd need to settle down. Up the line goes Dimonor. A lofted ball long. And now they can appreciate what they've just witnessed from the Australian.
Even by his remarkable standards, that is just quite extraordinary. As he came forward, he was lobbed, he just couldn't get to the ball, and yet somehow he spun round, got back, and didn't just get it back into play, but got it back with a degree of interest as well, and ends up winning the point. I mean, he went full stretch to try and get the overhead, couldn't, but you know, didn't break stride for a second, just turned, sliced the ball back into play, won the point.
That is going to win him fans. Serves out wide, thought about coming in, but he stays back and he plays the forehand. He's got game points for 6-5. Cross court to cross court, the forehand redirected down the line from Zverev, who hits a double and a backhand cross court to the backhand cross court, and on they go. Redirection up the line of the backhand from Dimonor, who opens at the forehand, gets the shorter angle, down the line goes Zverev, cross court goes Dimonor, pick up centre of the court from Zverev. Zverev with his double hand, a backhand to the slice that floats down the line, the squash shot cross court wide from Sasha Zverev, and it is 6-5 Dimonor.
Well, I suspect that a bulk of the crowd probably haven't had the chance to see Alex Dimonor in action before live, and they've now become accustomed to what he can do on a court. They are loving it. They want him to split sets as well because they're in the mood for a long night, a battle, and he's living up to his billing. And Courtney and Simon were both wondering at the start of the evening, you know, would it be an issue that he hadn't played on Châtrier before? Very different dimensions, of course. How long would it take for him to get used to that? I mean, to be honest, he got off to a flying start. And, you know, when you've got that sort of speed as well, big court surface like this is going to play into your hands, really.
Yeah, Jasmine Paolini got used to it pretty quickly. Mira Andreeva did as well. I mean, it's incredible how they've all settled and played some of their best tennis.
Yeah, that reminds me, Gigi, I think it's probably worth just at the sit down to recall all our picks and who we had to win the respective titles. I can't can't quite remember who your female champion was.
Was it just because I decided to step out of the norm and not go with the obvious and try a little bit different?
I think the thing is, when you're asked who do you think is going to win something, you should go for the player you really think is going to win rather than trying to step out of the norm.
I really thought Elena Rybakina had a very good chance. Look, I should have maybe taken more into consideration the fact that she hadn't been well and she pulled out defending her title in Rome, so hadn't had as many matches. But when she's on it, she's got a game that can disrupt, unsettle and beat Iga Świątek. But today, the opposite happened to her from Jasmine Paolini. So it's all on Casper Ruud now. It is all on Casper Ruud. 5-6. Zverev serving to stay in the second set. He swishes his backhand cross court, then he places the forehand deep into the corner. He's keeping Dimonor pinned back. The Australian slices but decides to stay back himself. And then he flattens out the backhand and it's missed the court from Alex Dimonor.
Yeah, maybe just pushing a little too much there. Should say, actually, you know, the fact that Rybakina went out today and Sabalenka.
Did anyone pick Sabalenka?
Went out. No, I don't think so. But Iga Świątek, my pick, by the way, has had a great day without lifting a racket in competitive anger.
Oh, unbelievably so. Zverev serves out wide the stretch of the back and he comes, plays half volley off his shoelace. Oh, that was really, really good. Immediately rushing in off the big wide serve.
Yeah, that's impressive. He's a tall man. He had to get down so low to dig that one out. And it was side spinning as well towards the alley, but he managed to control it onto the line. Terrific low volley from the tall German.
5-6-30, love, to take us to the tiebreak. A couple of more points needed. The blankets are back out this evening. I can see them dotted around the stadium as the serve goes out wide. It's lofted back. Zverev lets it bounce. And then he hammers it. Oh, he's missed it. He hammered it down the line. He didn't need to be that close to the line.
No, he let it bounce. Fair enough. He knew exactly where Dimonor was. And there was no way he was going to cover the line. So he didn't even have to play with it. And yet he put it, you know, a fair distance the wrong side of it.
Serve out wide, the backhand of the feet clips the net and it sliced down the line and Dimonor gets there, goes cross court and he misses on the slide, just wasn't quite balanced enough.
Well, it's good play from Zverev. Okay, Dimonor's really quick, he was a long way back, so he went for the little drop shot. And to be fair, Dimonor almost got there too quickly, but having got there, I was expecting a little more than that. And I've attempted pass across court. He got it wrong. Full stop. Capital letter.
Game points for the tiebreak. Zverev serves down the tee. It's stretched back. Zverev with his forehand, middle of the court, the backhand up the line, but middle of the court as well. They're just dropping these balls a little bit short. That's deeper from Dimonor. It's even deeper from Zverev. Zverev with his forehand nets.
Well, we mentioned, of course, the ongoing fragility in Sasha Zverev's game. The second serve, there was a classic example of that when he double-faulted when break point down. And we know that the forehand can go AWOL at times. I mean, inexplicable how he missed the pass a couple of points ago. But that was unconvincing. And suddenly, it's 5-6, 40-30, and he's feeling the heat.
Dimonor on his toes, settles, winds up Zverev, and he serves down the tee, smash back, short ball, backhand, missed! He has missed! No emotion from Zverev, the head is bowed, heads to the back of the court. From 40-15, it's now deuced, and Dimonor still in with a shout of closing out the second set on the serve of Sasha Zverev.
Well, this is going to be really interesting now. How does Zverev respond? He's essentially handed Dimonor 3 points in this game.
Juice. Ooh, he was coming in off the back of that massive wide serve. It's still a long way back, Dimonor. He is not coming forward for this second serve. He wants to take his time. Second serve goes out wide. The forehand is spun to the feet. The backhand is switched across. Got very deep from Zverev, who swivels and goes inside in with his forehand. The forehand of Zverev goes down the other line. Great depth at the moment from the German. Steps back, though. Dimonor slices to the feet. He draws the German in, who scoops the ball back. Can he go over his head? Yes, he can! Stunning play from Alex Dimonor, who has set point.
Absolutely brilliant from Alex Dimonor. He did, as you said, draws Zverev in, and not for the first time, then conjured a beautiful lob. And all of a sudden,